So our why for starting Davisville Chalkrams was to get out of the house and to have fun. But our why for continuing is to continue to spread positivity and joy around our community.
Okay, well, hello everyone, and welcome back to Starts With Why. I feel like it's been a while, but it hasn't. It's been a week. Lauren, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. If you are listening in Canada, then you'll know. I mean, we're still on lockdown, still staying at home, but the weather is beautiful, so I can't complain there. It's been gorgeous. Did you go for a walk this weekend, Zane? Because, you know, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. What else are you going to do? And also, I just, like, love a walk. You know, I feel like we talk about walks and weather the whole time. But, like, walks and weather are our lives. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like we're talking about really relevant stuff. So what'd you do, Lauren? Any exciting walks?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, one day when we're out of lockdown, maybe we'll talk about something exciting. No promises. But yes, I did. So I have a little projector and I put the projector up on our blinds. it has a clearer picture than you think. Anyway, what we did is we watched a paint night and we just followed along, did a little painting, got a little crafty, did a little art. So it was lots of fun.
That's such a good idea. Great idea.
Yes, although I was getting a little bit artsy this weekend. The two wonderful people on the line with us, our two guests today, are much more artsy, far more talented. I know that for certain. So let's get into it. Please welcome Olivia and Eloise to the podcast. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much for having us.
Of course. Of course. So we'd love to hear a little bit about you, a little bit about you both, and maybe something you like to do, your hobbies. Tell us everything.
My name's Olivia, and I'm 16 years old, and I'm here with my sister.
My name is Eloise. I'm 13 years old. I like to listen to music, I guess. That's the thing I like to do.
And I've always been into arts and crafts. And so, yeah, lettering, calligraphy.
You can 100% tell from the photos that you both post on social. I can tell that there's, you know, there's craft in your blood. So with that being said, I'd love for you both to tell us about your initiative. I was saying before we started recording that I've worked with tons of young people, but this may be really one of the most unique ideas I've ever heard. So we'd love to hear the story of how it all began and what the initiative is for our listeners.
Yeah, so our initiative is called Davisville Chalkrams, and we go around our neighborhood and write messages for different occasions in front of people's homes. So we've done messages for birthdays, anniversaries, just special events that are happening in people's lives. And it really all began, I started it with my neighbor, and we would just go out in front of our houses and just play with chalk, because we both always loved lettering and just practicing calligraphy. So we decided that chalk would be the perfect way to practice our skill outdoors and socially distanced. So we just started writing different phrases on the sidewalk, and we realized that people would stop and read our messages, and they would always tell us how much it made their days and how they looked forward to reading them on their walks. And so that was really rewarding for us. And it was just a great feeling to be able to spread some joy throughout our community, especially during COVID.
Yeah, I would always look out my window during online school, and I would see people just stopping and taking pictures, and they looked so happy to see the messages on the chalk.
That's so cool. And I wish, of course, a podcast, you can't actually see what we're looking at, but I'm looking at your Instagram, and it's so beautiful. You're so talented. So I know that you said you're always interested in arts, crafts, calligraphy, but how did you get really good at this? Are you using any stencils? Because this is too good.
No, we do it all freehand, actually. It's just honestly come with practice.
Oh my gosh. And would you say you're both able to do calligraphy? And I see different artwork here. There's little animals to customize.
Well, to be completely honest, I'm not usually the one doing the fancy calligraphy lettering. But sometimes I do like to help with the colors and just blending the colors a lot. That's usually my job.
But that's kind of nice that you each have like unique jobs. And I love that that's how it started, that people would just notice and you'd see them taking photos, because that's actually how I found you. I was walking in your neighborhood and I was like, this is like, I saw the first one. I was like, this is good. Then I saw another one. I was like, this is really good. And I saw it all over your neighborhood. And then when I learned more, I just think that it's so well thought out. So I'd love for you to tell us about the partnership with Sick Kids. I think that's such a great idea. So how did you think of it? Did you have to reach out to someone? What was that process like?
Yeah, so when we first started the business, we wanted to give a portion of our profits to a charity. And my neighbor, who I initially started the business with, had spent some time at Sick Kids when she was younger. So it was just a charity that we really wanted to support. And so, yeah.
Amazing. And so is it 20% of the proceeds go to Sick Kids every time you're commissioned for artwork?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. Oh, that's so cool. Good for you guys. And so I would love to know, you started this business how long ago?
Just this past September, actually.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So still a fairly young business, but I'm sure because you've been doing this for quite a few months now. What is something that you've learned along the way since you've started this business?
Well, I think we have been learning to work together a bit more now. We get along more, I think. And I think that just comes from doing something together that we both enjoy.
And then with that being said, what do you think a good piece of advice would be for someone? Because I think that's a learning lesson in itself, like working with your sibling. And I like the idea that, you know, both of you have different talents and you're both not doing the same thing.
I think to just start with something that you have a passion for and that you love. Like, this has been so much fun for us because we are able to do something that we have so much fun doing, and being able to give back to our a charity and spread some joy throughout our community has also been really nice.
Amazing. Well, that's very well said. And I can't imagine how fulfilling it must be, because like you said, you're doing something you love and you're making an impact. So that's so well said. Thank you both for sharing. And if somebody actually wants to use your service, are you guys only doing the chakrams in Davisville?
Yes, we only are doing it in Davisville. We both don't have our driver's license yet, so we just go to where we can either walk or bike ride.
That's so sweet. I kind of love that answer. So if you happen to live in the Davisville area, I really hope that people visit davisville.chakrams, because there's so many things like pet of the year, celebrations, quotes. Do you guys have a personal favorite thing that you love doing? Like, if somebody asks for, I don't know, a birthday wish, does it get you more excited than doing something else?
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of birthday commissions. I think that's probably the most popular, but I think we can both agree that one of the most exciting ones was for a guy that reached out to us to do some chakrams for proposing to his girlfriend.
Oh my gosh, that is so exciting. Do you have pictures of that one?
Yeah, we do. It's up on our Instagram.
That's so cute. I love it. And I mean, I have to say, as a dog owner, loved the pet of the year. Was that just for fun, or did someone ask you to do that one?
That was just for fun, just a way to bring people in the community together.
I love it. It reminds me of, it certainly wasn't beautiful chalk artwork like you guys do, but I saw online someone had put up a picture. It's kind of like a picture frame, and they asked you to take a picture with your dog, and they also had a sign up that said silly dances only, and so people could kind of look out and watch the hilarity that ensued outside their house. So I think you guys are doing something similar. You're just watching people's faces light up, and that's so nice. We all need it. That's for sure. What we like to do at the end of our podcast is ask our guests to give us a word that starts with Y or a phrase, and kind of just leave our listeners with something to inspire them with. So do you have one handy?
Yep. Our Y statement is, you only live once, so make the best out of every day. I think it was in August, our mom was actually diagnosed with breast cancer, and she went through chemotherapy and radiation treatment, and she's a lot better now. She's doing great. But it sort of taught us to appreciate every single day we have and just have fun and be happy because we can.
I think that is so beautifully said. So thank you both for sharing that. And I couldn't agree more. And given the circumstances, I think that is something that we all need to hear. And I feel that way, like Lauren said, so much so about the work that you're doing, because I was just someone that was walking in your neighborhood, and I can't tell you how happy your art made me. So thank you for sharing that beautiful statement, and thank you for doing the beautiful artwork that you're doing. And I urge all of our listeners to visit
Davisville.chakrams on Instagram.
Yay! Davisville.chakrams on Instagram. So thank you both so much for doing what you're doing. Know that you're spreading so much positivity and light with what you're doing, and know that this is a platform for you if you need anything moving forward. And thank you for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, guys. And listeners, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye. When we don't give up, anything is possible.